Now, Phil, you've been in this position for 10 years,
yes.
You said. Has this been something that's sort of been a lifelong love of being in choir and hearing choirs perform?
I've sung in choirs my whole life. Even when I was a little kid, I was a choral music nut. You know, I just love choral music, and I've been directing choirs and choruses for over 40 years now, so of one kind or another. Barbershop, and I was at a previous church for 10 years before I came to this church, so it's something I love to do. I have a very nice choir, about 25 people, and we sing a lot of a cappella stuff. That's what I do, and that's what I love to do.
Now, you're bringing in the Millikan Choir again, and they're on tour right now.
This is just a marvelous choir. I went to Vespers this year over in Decatur. They do four performances. I'll bet you there's, I don't know how many thousand, 8,000 or 9,000 people come to the performances of the Vespers, which is all of the choirs. But this is the top choir of those choirs from Millikan University.
Well, and you know, people in Springfield may not realize, but this Millikan Choir is very well known. It's a renowned group.
They really are, because they've gone to the American Choral Directors Association annual meeting again and again, and every time they do, they get standing ovations for this choir from a relatively small university, and Millikan just comes out really wonderful every time.
Well, I know the holidays are past us here, so what will we be hearing them perform when they come this time?
Yeah, you'll be hearing a totally varied program from early stuff. They're doing a number called Hope, Faith, Life, and Love by Eric Whitaker, which is Whitaker has become a very famous American composer. That the first piece he did that everybody knows about is Cloudburst. And it's just a stunning piece of music. And I heard this one for the first time at their fall concert. And, it's wonderful. Then they always get into a section from the Vespers, which they do in Decatur. And it's always gratifying to hear that music again in a concert setting in my church. By the way, the acoustics in my church are just perfect for this choir. Just wonderful. Then they get into some lighter things toward the end of the thing, spirituals, and it's just beautiful German folk melodies. It's a wonderful, wonderful concert.
Some of the music that we're playing off of a CD that you brought in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And explain the story behind this, because I thought this was rather interesting. They recorded this on their last tour.
Yes, they were on their way back, and they stopped at a church in southern Illinois. I think it was Pena. And they found a church there where they had very fine acoustics, and there was nobody there. And they did the recording. And, of course, they were well-versed in the repertoire since they've been doing it all of the tour stops. And The recording is, there's not a vacant sound in there, that it's not filled with beautiful music, and the acoustics were super, and they did a wonderful job. It's my favorite all-time Millikan University recording. People will enjoy hearing this.
Well, give us the particulars then for people that would want to come out on Sunday and see this.
It's on Sunday, the 19th of January. It's at 2:30 p.m. I would get there a little bit early, because the church was absolutely packed last year. It was an interesting thing happened. I was standing near the front door last year, and we were putting out chairs, and all the chairs were filled, and the guy came in the door, and he couldn't find a place to stand. He says, "I want my money back." Of course, he hadn't paid any money, but I hope he makes it in this year.
And yeah. The Central Baptist Church, for those that don't know where it is?
It's right by the Governor's Mansion on 4th Street, 501 South 4th. It's going to be a wonderful time. We're looking forward to it very much.
Phil Maxwell is choir director of the Central Baptist Church in Springfield. This Sunday, you can see the Millikan Choir perform there. Phil, thanks for coming in.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Sean.